Dan in West Orange. What's up, Dan?
Oh, good boy. How are you?
Good, hey, Dan. What's happening, brother?
Hey, Boomer, I got to talk to you, man. I got a bone to pick with you.
Oh, man, what did I do now?
What'd you do now? You're claiming yourself you're the silver lining. I woke up on Monday morning after a bad weekend for the Mets. Right? I'm a huge Mets fan, season ticket holder, blah, blah, blah. And you come on the air and say, we're firing everybody. That's not silver lining, man. You got to have some positivity in life. If there's one thing about Jets, Mets, Knicks, I'm an Islander fan, you're a Ranger fan, blah, blah, blah. It's resiliency. You need to be positive, all right? You killed my week. I actually took a hiatus from listening to you guys because you pissed me off. I felt like, Boomer, I have two questions for you. Ready?
Yeah, okay.
All right. Do you have a therapist? It's a yes or no question.
No.
Okay, and the second question is, when you wake up in the morning on Monday, you look in the mirror and see Evan Roberts, because that's what I heard at 6 o'clock in the morning. You killed my week.
All right, Dan, so you're a Met fan. I felt like when I came in here Monday morning, I had to get what was building up over the weekend against the Pirates, and I had to get it off my chest because I was yelling at Ronnie Darling through text messages.
That's a fact.
During these games, and that's a fact. And when I came in Monday morning, I was livid, and I thought I was speaking for all of you guys. I thought you would get something out of that. And, you know, in Monday morning.
No, I got nothing out of
that. I'm sorry, but I was
not. None of us got anything out of that.
Self-reflection. I will admit, Monday morning, I was not a silver lining guy. Monday morning, I was pissed off, Boomer, at the Mets and their salaries and their players and the fact that they were embarrassed in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it was a bad weekend, Dave.
It was awful.
Yeah, honestly, but you don't have to tell me again. I heard it Monday, and he's like, shut up.
Well, you're the one that just brought it up, Dan, damn it.
I know, because I finally turned it back. I didn't listen to you guys for 4 days. So 3 days. Be sorry. Apologize. It doesn't mean anything to me. Resiliency, guys. New York fans should be resilient.
Yeah,
we are resilient, man. We've been hit over the head with the idiot stick. And by the way, I played for the Jets. You didn't.
Oh, man, that's funny. There's a couple types of listeners. There's listeners that when things are going bad, they can't listen because they don't want to hear negativity. And then there's listeners who are mad and they need to listen to be able to hear people with the same attitude as them and the same feelings as them, because it makes them feel better that they're complaining with us. So
I always feel like I come in here with a reasonable take on things.
Yeah.
I try not to get overly emotional.
You know what I think it is?
That Monday morning, though, I got to tell you, that weekend of baseball, after they had taken two from the Braves, and we all thought, okay, we're going to turn this season around. That was disgraceful.
No, it was. I think also, too, like, because, you know, the baseball guys, BT and Sal, in the midday, like, really, when things are going negative, they'll really hammer these guys.
Oh, those guys are really negative.
Yeah, so I feel like, you know, people come here for more of like a, hey, it's going to be okay, pat on the back sort of situation with these teams when it's a long baseball season.
Well, I try to be reasonable.
Yeah, no, listen, if there was ever time to blow a gasket, it was Monday. There's no doubt about it. If there ever was a time. I mean, was there statistically the worst run differential in the history of the organization in a 3-game series?
You know, I am a human being.
Indeed. Let's go to Tracy in Atlantic Highlands. What's going on, Tracy?
Oh, hi, guys. I've missed you.
Tracy. I was just thinking about you the other day. I said, I wonder if she's on vacation somewhere. Where did she go, Tracy? But she's still there in Atlantic Highlands.
I'm still here in Atlantic Highlands, yeah. And I had a call yesterday with one of the sales guys from the advertising team, and I'm like, I have to call them, okay?
Wait, what?
What, one of our slaps?
Yeah, one of your, his name is Mark. He was super nice. He says he like works across the hall from you guys. So so then I reached out to Al, and I'm like, I'm gonna give a call and find out, where's the craziest place that you guys have recorded a show? And besides the Super Bowl, I know that.
Craziest meaning like an insane...
Interesting, something interesting.
Well, I mean, the boat party was the most interesting.
Yeah, when we did the boat party, because then that ended up, we get on a boat and had a live band on a barge and that whole thing.
Where was that?
That was near me. That started out in Bayshore and went into the Connectquot River over by Great River in Oakdale. And it was...
Why don't you take that boat over to Atlantic Highlands?
Well, the insurance issues and the legal issues we had to go through to get that thing off
because
the ground.
There's so much insurance fraud in New York
and New Jersey
that we can't do things that we want to do because the insurance premiums are so ridiculous.
And I'm sure we could probably pull it off again.
That's a silver lining take on
things. I mean, it was such an undertaking. And the reason we did that was because it was COVID time. This is the thing that people don't remember about
COVID.
This was we got the idea from the Buccaneers when they had their boat party because we couldn't have large gatherings of people. So we said, can we do that? So we sold, like, the capacity was like 150 at the lake house. So we sold 150 tickets. I went to the foundation and then had the party out on the water with all the boats. So that's why we ended up doing that. So what do you get to here, Tracy? And why are salespeople calling you?
What I'm getting to is, I think just for, like, convenience factor for me, why don't you guys do a show from my living room?
Tracy, you have $100,000?
I'll make you frittatas and bacon and coffee, and you guys could just camp out in my living room, and you have a view of New York. You don't have to go to Poo Pooville, New York. You could just hang out in my living room.
Yeah.
Well, better the living room than the bedroom.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
Wow, Tracy.
It would be lovely. Consider it.
Okay. I need to know, though, when did you meet this salesperson, and why are they calling you?
Oh, he's, for work. I was, I wanted to see, you know, what it took a couple clients. I wanted to see, like, what's the cost to have you guys, like, do a shout-out for, like, when, you know, when I'm. One of my clients.
Oh,
so,
okay.
That's it.
All right.
I don't want to say the name because I don't want to, like,
because then, right.
You're smart. Yeah, yeah. Tracy, what exactly do you do for a living?
Oh, I have a marketing agency.
Oh, okay.
All right. Very good. So that makes a little more sense. I was just confused.
So now everybody can, like, psycho stalk me on LinkedIn.
I'm sure you'd love that.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks. Yeah. Why did I open my mouth?
Have a great 4th of July and get a restraining order.
I know. Well, have a great 4th.
Yes. You too, Tracy. I'll see you later.
Okay. I hope to see you in my living room soon.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay.
Yeah, wow. That'd be interesting.
Oh, my goodness. So the craziest place that I ever did a show. Now, you got to think about this. I get sent out to Pittsburgh. It's my first month there. I'm doing nights. Our general manager lived in the school district of Pine Richland. His son was on the team. He wanted me to go and broadcast from the VFW hall for the football fundraiser. So I'm like, okay, this is my boss, right?
Yeah.
So we set up, and it turns out that there's, you know, they have cigars and the whole thing, and people are yelling and cursing and having, and I'm like, I can't do a live radio show in here. So the engineer, I crap you not, cleaned out a closet, and we went into the closet, and I did a four-hour radio show from a VFW hall closet. And then the door would open, and the cigar smoke would come in, and people would be like, oh, yes, screw that guy, and FM, and blah, blah. I was like, oh, my God. And I walked out of there going, this was the worst decision I ever made in my life to come here because I'm doing remotes in the closet of a VFW hall. But it ended up working out. Everything ended up working out.
Well, you never know. It could be Tracy's living room next.
No, there's no way. I mean, if we went and did a live remote from a listener's living room, we could never, the sales team could never charge any other restaurant for a remote ever again.
But that would be a thing. Like, that would be just a novelty type of thing. Like, what, like, could you do it out of Dan and Carteret's apartment? Could you imagine what that would be like? Or Anthony and Belleville's apartment, or just, the insane asylum he lives in.
Yeah, we'll go to Dan and Carteret's place and then bring a cadaver dog, and it'll be barking all over the place.
I mean, these are the kinds of things that you do, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,